Good evening, everyone. It's the 3rd of July, and if you hear firecrackers cracking in the background, you have to realize that people are out celebrating tonight. And we don't blow firecrackers off because the way we celebrate our liberty in Christ is by singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, not shooting off rockets, okay, or using Roman candles. Roman, get it? Roman candles, or sparklers, or black cats, get it? Black cats, or smoke bombs, or we could go on and on with the occultic symbols involved in this pagan holiday. You know, they proclaim liberty. What was it he said on his midnight ride? Give me liberty or give me death, right? Paul Revere. He just came out of a Mason meeting when he went and jumped on that horse. You know, and then you get the Statue of Liberty, donated by the Masons from France, okay? And then you have Thomas Jefferson in his mansion. He had 400 slaves and almost beat one of them to death and had the gall to write, "All men are created equal." Give me a break. And are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. What a hypocrite you are, Jefferson. And so, you know, light your firecrackers, shoot off your Roman candles, wave your sparklers, ride your four-wheelers fast, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land which you don't even have. What a joke. Jesus Christ said, if the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. You know, maybe that was Apostle Paul that said that. Maybe I need to check that out. If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Not your firecrackers. Not shooting off your Roman candles. You know. And so, this morning and this evening, whenever you listen to this, just remember that freedom is something that is given to us by God from above. It's certainly not given to us by government. Government takes away your freedom, right? And so let us never forget that. Let us never forget that. You know, I think there's a lot of people out there that really think that we're living in a free nation. You know, do I need to remind you what happened during the pandemic? Okay. Oh, I'll tell you what. Yeah, this was actually Jesus Christ speaking in John 8. He says, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. "All that the Father hath given me will come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out." We've been chosen in Christ from the foundation of the world. And he's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. So this morning, let us not forget what God's elect have been given. Not a sack of firecrackers. Okay. We've been given something much greater than firecrackers. We've been given the gift of faith. What does it say in Ephesians 2:8? By grace are you saved. You are saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. God has so ordained that we should walk in them. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, doesn't say anything in there about free will of man. It's always talking about God's will. God's will. Well, I hope you remember that. And now all the fireworks and everything has got my little tulip upset. She's all whining around and everything. She doesn't like these fireworks either. So anyway, well, listen. Have a good July 4th. And remember this. That God has sent his son into the world, and he came to save his people from their sins, and he did it when he said it is finished on the cruel, rugged cross of Calvary. And he rose from the grave, and he ascended back to heaven, and he's seated on his throne, and he's coming back again in all power and glory. May the good Lord be with you today. Today is my prayer. God bless.